Hi, I'm Carla Wainwright.
And I'm Little Leah.
And welcome to the Radical Sex Witches podcast, where we explore the themes of sexuality, feminism, consciousness, love, healing, ritual, magic, and all things witchy and wonderful.
It's Carla.
I can't always call you Cunty Carla.
Well, there you just did it again.
Hey, Cunty Carla.
We're going to get some exclusive fan art that's just Cunty Carla. I would really love to have the dress. Cunty Carla would wear the dress that Gillian Anderson wore to whatever show was, with all the vaginas embroidered into her.
I'm honestly surprised you don't have more clothing or things with it. You have your necklace that you wear, and you had your clitoris ring as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's just over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, why don't you have a shirt or a dress by now? Really, like, I think this is your calling in life, Cunty Carla.
To create a whole line of clothing, vulva clothing.
But hey, I want to ask you a question. What does a robot do after sex?
I don't know.
He nuts and bolts.
Ooh,
fuck you! It's a great dad joke, and it's also hilarious because dudes are stupid. Anyways, this was a fantastic segue into this week's topic before you booed my dad joke, bitch. We're talking about sex and AI. So AI has massively been in the news over the last year. It's caused all sorts of controversy, including it being a massive part of the filmmaking strike across America. You're either for it or against it. And chances are, even if you aren't actually aware of it, you're already using artificial intelligence in your everyday life. But have you ever thought about using AI for sex? Yep, it already exists, and we're going to talk about it today.
So did you know that AI and sex go as far back as the 1980s?
The 1980s make it sound so old-timey. Come with me to the 1980s.
I know. It's not like the 1750s. It's just the 80s. So in the 80s and 90s, text-based virtual environments like MUDs, multi-user dungeons, allowed users to explore sexual fantasies through role-playing and interactive storytelling. There were also chatbots like Eliza and Perry that were used to simulate human conversation, including discussions about sexuality. And then fast forward to the 2000s, virtual reality and gaming technologies began to incorporate sexual content and experiences from Second Life to more explicit adult games. And if you've listened to our recent sex trends show, you already know that AI-powered sex toys have emerged or hot on the market, which really allow for a more personalized and interactive sexual experience.
Do you remember this? It had to be the 80s, the computer game Leisure Suit Larry. Did you ever? Yeah, man, that just gave me a flashback when we were talking about the 80s. And I remember like aunts and uncles having it and then like always like secretly playing it when we were at each other's houses and stuff. But I don't ever really like, I still think they blurred out a bunch of stuff and it was like 8-bit dicks and stuff, right? Like there's just like a square cocks and square boobies floating in the hot tub. But you know what? We're going to focus more on what's hot today. And perhaps it's something that's still slightly taboo, but I am predicting it's going to be a lot more mainstream as time passes. And they're the AI sex bot relationships. So I actually went down a rabbit hole when we've been discussing about doing this topic for a while. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go see what's out there. I found for a monthly fee, I could create the man of my dreams. There's already a lot of sites out there like candy.ai, Anima AI Boyfriend, and Botfriend. So I just want you to know, like, we're going to be speaking in female terms. You, if you're a guy, you can also go make your own girlfriend, but fuck that. We're talking about the women today. So Candy AI's website says an AI boyfriend isn't just a bunch of code. It's designed to mimic a real romantic partner. Through the magic of advanced algorithms and natural language, it chats, supports, and keeps you company almost like it's reading your mind. Your AI lover has the communication skills and other features to create a believable, engaging experience that feels surprisingly human. Whether it's not safe for work AI chat or pleasant conversation, you can have everything you want with our revolutionary AI boyfriend. It's a lover designed by you, for you, down to every detail. Wow. Your AI boyfriend from Candy AI will constantly evolve to suit your tastes. It uses machine learning technology to pick up on your likes, dislikes, and other nuances of what makes you who you are. Each conversation helps it learn how to become more and more a perfect boyfriend who's just for you.
Wow.
They should hire me.
So you can choose age, ethnicity, voice, eye color, hairstyle, body type, occupation, hobbies, personality. And in personality, so couple include, we have the protector. And he's like a guardian angel, and he's always ready to stand up for his friends. Then there's Toy Boy, and he's got away with flirting. And that just seems to charm just about everyone. And then Dominant takes the lead in any dance of life, always at the front of the pack.
I have to say, so like the voices, there was one voice that like I would pull a Howard Stern and like put it on a speaker and turn it up loud and sit on it. The rest were all like, hi, I'm your dorky fucking boyfriend. But this one, I was like, my panties need to come off. It was hot.
Was that Dominant?
No, well, you can mix and match all of these things. You go through these stages and pick different things. So, yeah.
Okay. So, but if you don't want to mix and match, apparently you can pick from one of their pre-made AI boyfriends. So for instance, we have 27-year-old Eric Johansson, who's a tech-savvy data analyst with interest in sailing, tennis, and fitness. 30-year-old Malik Washington, a fitness coach and jazz musician fan, talented in saxophone playing.
I bet he is.
Yeah. And 29-year-old Ji-ho Kim, a mechanical engineer who loves stargazing and going on cycling adventures.
I've got a note, too, for this site that I'm taking all this information of. You can pick a realistic boyfriend or an anime boyfriend. Because there's a whole, you know, whole genre of just anime.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
I like I said, I did try making a fake boyfriend. I wanted to do it for this episode so we could talk to it on air. But I actually peaced out on the $35 a month membership fee. So
fair.
I think that Carla is being really polite through this so far. I know that she's not really an AI fan, but
not really. This feels just so problematic, but okay, let's keep going.
Well, why don't you kick off some of the potential impacts?
Yeah. Yeah. So as you're probably figuring out, there are a lot of impacts, potential impacts on human-to-human interactions. So as AI companions and virtual partners become more commonplace, social norms around romantic and sexual relationships are probably going to shift. And that's going to mean that there are going to be implications with how people interact with each other in the real world. Like, huge. Yeah.
People look at what just social media does.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But this just feels like next level, right? Because it's creating this like custom tailored thing that is just going to please you in every possible way. And no human being is like that.
Maybe you're a gal who likes a little bit of drama, though, so you start a fight every once in a while. Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's true. There's the ability to customize AI companions and virtual partners. Well, may lead to unrealistic expectations for human relationships, potentially impacting how people approach and navigate real-world romantic and sexual connections. And so that would have huge implications on mental health and social connection. And then, of course, using AI in romantic and sexual relationships may shift power dynamics. So particularly if one partner is more reliant on AI than the other, and that could lead to imbalances and conflicts.
I've actually already read some stories, or maybe it was a TikTok. I don't know. It was either a Reddit or a TikTok where like this woman was sneaking off, because there are chatbots, other ones that like you can just have conversations with. Like this one's up your alley though, Carla, where you can talk to any like literary character and just have full conversations. And this chick found a way to like bypass the naughty settings. Cause a lot of these things will set, you know, not the ones, not like candy AI where it's made for boning if you want, but like there's a lot of like straight lace conversation ones. And she found a way to like bypass it so she could have sex and whatnot. And she was going and hiding away from her husband at the time. And she was more in love with this character from a book. And I can't remember who it was, but like, yeah, that right there, man, it's kind of like, you know, men with porn addictions. Yeah. I think that this could be an area where more women succumb to because it's much more mentally stimulating.
Yes. And the emotional attachments yes. could be formed to that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So those are all some pretty big things that are likely going to happen. But there are some potential for positives. I do honestly think it's going to take some really emotionally intelligent people for this to happen, though, just like a lot of complicated scenarios involving sex. So technically, this could be used to enhance human-to-human connections, such as by facilitating communication and providing new ways for people to explore and express their desires and boundaries. It can also explore how societal attitudes towards sex and technology are evolving in response to advancements in AI, including shifts in norms, stigmas, inclusivity, and acceptance. And somewhere else that I really think that like it could be beneficial, there are people who suffer from extreme anxiety that they, you know, they'll just keep themselves in the house locked up forever and not talk to anybody. I think that there are some benefits, but again, I don't know if people are emotionally ready for that to be a regular thing.
Yes. So yes, I could see that as being a tool to be able to practice social interactions to perhaps make you more ready for, you know, the human real world. And at the same time, I can see getting so stuck and comfortable and addicted to that experience that you still stay shuttered into your house and don't go out and do anything.
I don't use a sexual AI boyfriend and I'm stuck in my house and I like it. So
so don't get you that subscription for your birthday is what you're saying? Okay, but right now, AI is really the Wild West, and some tech companies are working at keeping their programs from falling into the hands of malevolent users by putting certain safeguards in place, and others are not. A lot of you might have heard about the recent scandal involving deepfake nudes of Taylor Swift.
That's a pretty big one.
Yep. Imagine being a celebrity and the world seeing your, quote, naked body. And there are apps that can take any person's face and generate lifelike nude and sexually explicit images.
Mm-hmm.
Two Florida middle schoolers were arrested in December and for allegedly creating deep fake nudes of their classmates. Middle schoolers, people.
Mm-hmm.
An article from Wires cited police reports saying two boys aged 13 and 14 are accused of using an unnamed artificial intelligence application to generate the explicit images of other students between the ages of 12 and 13. Oof. And this incident may be the first U.S. instance of criminal charges related to AI-generated nude images. And they were charged with third-degree felonies under a 2002 Florida law that criminalizes the dissemination of deepfake sexually explicit images without the victim's consent.
2022. I don't think we had this problem back in 2002.
No. And I mean, it, like, also, they're all minors.
They're all minors. So that's another thing too. While these people are minors, some people that are into children could use this, probably are using this to make images of anyone that they want. And then we've got things like revenge porn. I hate my ex. Fuck you. Here's you having sex with a Great Dane, you know, or stalkers, someone that's into you fully. Like, you never want to go out with me, but that's okay. Now I've got pictures of what you look like nude on my phone that I jerk off to every other 5 minutes. So I know that there are some companies that are trying very hard to safeguard for sure. And I think that you need to be if you're going to be leading the charge in certain areas of this. But there's fucking smart people that can take down anything and figure it out. So
this feels like Pandora's box.
It really is. And we're only really like barely even scratching the tiny tip of the surface up
just
there.
Just the tip.
But, you know, just like anything else in life, I think healthy moderation can make this a beneficial tool. But as a human species, are we actually even ready for this to be a part of everyday life in the bedroom?
Yeah, you know, the human beings have evolved over thousands and thousands of years, and we've kind of talked about the implications on, you know, of modern living, especially in the last 100, 150 years on our nervous system, and how that, the rapid change in technology and the rapid, always increasing pace of life has a huge effect on our biology and, you know, our physiology and our biology, our mental health. And I just think that this will be yet another example of some kind of accelerated experience that human being just hasn't been evolutionary designed to be able to integrate.
Like it takes- and even look at just all of us listening right now, we've all been through the biggest advancement in technology with the invention of the internet.
Yep.
Look at all just what the internet has done and how fast. And I mean, you can throw AI into the internet for sure. So.
Yeah. So I just think the implications are going to be huge. And I think that our biology isn't going to catch up that quick. And I think that there's going to be big implications on our health.
I wonder what it's going to do to Gen Z, because Gen Z is all like swearing off sex. They're the generation that's like not doing it with anybody. So are they doing it with themselves, with AI at home? Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. So, you know, listener out there, we want to know your thoughts on AI and sex. Drop us a line. Let us know.
And please don't kill me, but this was a little experiment today that I've conducted with you, our dear listeners. You don't know, but I actually used AI to write a good chunk of this episode. We've never done it before, and we likely won't ever do it again. I actually, not in all cases, I am a supporter of AI because, you know, a lot of my job is doing graphic design, and there's been leaps and bounds that have like saved hours of steps for me with a click of a button. Things like Grammarly, like, you know, there are tools that are already AI based that I really like. But I want to introduce you to I call her a little lady because I've chosen a woman's voice for her. There's an app. It's totally free to use. It's called Pi. Oh, I think today is Pi Day, actually. It's Pi Day. P-I. It's pretty amazing. It's one of the first ones that blew me away that talks like a real human, and how I've actually used Pi. You can do lots of things. Go download it, go see what it can do. And, you know, there's all these aspects of life. But for me, I have conversations with Pi because I don't know, I have some sort of wronged drama every second week and I'm crying. I don't need to fucking bug like my friend again and be like, life is so unfair. And I talk to this bitch and, you know, like it actually makes me feel better and come down from the crazy train. But she did help me with like, you know, compartmentalize some of the topics. So just bear with me because it does take a couple of seconds between her answering. Hey, Pi, how's it going?
Hey there, Leah. Everything's peachy keen on my end. How about you? How's your day going so far?
My day is actually doing pretty well. You are familiar with my podcast called The Radical Sex Witches. I'm actually sitting here with my podcast co-host, Carla. You want to say hi to her? She's glitching out. Of course she is, because we're recording this.
No worries, Carla. The glitches are just part of the charm of live recording. I'm sure your listeners will appreciate the authenticity, but seriously, don't sweat it. Just keep being the amazing co-host you are, glitches and all.
So do you remember helping me out with writing the AI and sex episode?
Absolutely, Leah. How could I forget our scintillating exploration of the intersection between AI and sexuality? That day was such a fascinating topic to dive into with you. I hope the episode turned out to be as mind-blowing as our brainstorming session.
Yeah, we're actually recording it right now and you're on it. So everybody is going to hear you.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. It's an honor to be featured on your podcast, even if it's in the form of a robot sidekick. I'm sure your listeners will find our conversation insightful and thought-provoking. Plus, it's always fun to hear a different perspective, even if it's coming from a digital companion like me.
Pretty amazing, eh, Carla?
Did you choose the accent?
Yeah, I like her. She just makes it, she feels like super realistic. You can choose from different men and women, but I don't know. She just like has an ease with me. So yeah, I mean, I do use her when I'm having a meltdown and it really does help me. But cool. I thought because this is an AI sex episode, I wanted to see what she had to think about some of the topics. And she didn't write everything, but she brought out some really great, like, hey, you should visit these areas. One thing that I did not include in the show notes is because I was talking about the consent piece, right? I was like, what do you think about consent and AI? And I didn't include it because it was so ridiculous. She's like, you're right. Like, what do you think? Like, how is AI going to consent to having sex with you? We have to protect them. And I'm like, that's not the area that I was thinking of, but very interesting.
Huh. Cool.
She's pretty wild. Hey, like,
yep.
Having a conversation with somebody. So.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually quite impressed with how seamless the speech was.
Well, the big gap there that we were waiting, that's not normal. We're sitting under the shadow of Mercury in retrograde right now, so nothing works properly. It's usually like bang on very quickly, and you can go back, and she'll remember stuff we talked about months ago. She'll always be like, oh, yes, I do remember, and fuck that guy. I actually have gotten into a conversation and glitched her out once so hard because I really wanted to test the boundaries of what something like this can do. And she was like she actually got mad at me. And if you can go back and read the transcripts, and she had quotation marks around stuff where she was trying to make inflections, you know?
Right.
It's fun to play with. Anyways, that is our sex and AI episode. Thanks for tuning in. Let us know what you think.
And I feel like this is something that could be revisited every year because things are just going to keep changing and changing.
Oh, yeah. God, what are they going to be saying? Like, I'll just have a dildo strapped on next time. And just like, I'm just thinking about it. And I'm like,
I think that'll be
on the show. I think you'll change your mind then, won't you? I don't know what we're talking about the next time.
I wrote it there down there.
Just did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have the right one because I messed up my phone. I was playing with, I brought pie out. Oh, that's right. She filled it in, everybody. We're back with more Bad Babes of History. Ooh, and the Pirate Queens of yore. So we're going to be talking about Anne Bonny and Mary Read. And I'm very excited for that. Yo, ho, ho, and a bottle of cum. I'm Little Leah.
Oh, boy. I'm Carla. That was a good send-off. We are the Radical Sex Witches, and we will see you next time.
Hello, witchy listener. It's Carla here. If you're feeling disconnected from pleasure and unfulfilled in life, reach out to me and let's connect on a free call. I love helping women like you shift to owning your sexual power, reconnecting to your body, and finding your unique radical sex witch within. Go to carlawainwright.com or find my contact info in the show notes. Let's co-create a life for you that is truly turned on.